to
like. Yeah.
Oh, do you need?
Oh, no, no, you're good. We just got the one clap.
Yeah, to sync it?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, amazing.
I still haven't Googled how to, like, just make it. Wait, Crazy Frog bracelet?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, wasn't that, there's like a YouTube video?
Yeah, yeah, no, the music, yeah. I haven't heard Crazy Frog. I felt like Crazy Frog haunted me. Like, like, I was like, did that ever happen? Like, was it a hallucination? And then I met Shaunik, and I'm like, it was real.
Yeah,
was
you know real. People have, like, those, like, bracelets that are, like, mental health awareness. This is, the same thing.
This is my, what I'm trying to advocate for.
Because
Crazy Frog.
There's two options in my mind, and both of them are really funny in their own ways, is either you've had this since the video.
Since like 2002.
Or you made it like a month ago.
I made it a month ago.
That's even cooler.
That
to bring back Crazy.
Rips.
I want to like on a first date to be like, so what kind of music you listen to? You're like, mainly Crazy Frog.
A lot of like Nyan Cat.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Axel F?
Yeah.
He does this thing called Crazy Frog.
Yeah, Crazy Frog.
You're in deep, dude, because I did not know.
You didn't know Axel F?
Axel F?
Buddy, he's the guy that made Crazy Frog.
Was he a one-hit wonder or is he kind of still doing stuff?
Nah, you know,
I remember
I don't
watching
that,
little.
You're like, he is dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He fought in Vietnam. No, no, no. I don't know.
He
I think
he fought in Vietnam and then came back and was like, Crazy Frog. Like, he's just fucking fried.
It's him getting to the helicopter. It's him on the little Crazy Frog run to the helicopter.
That's in Platoon. They play that song.
Saving Private Ryan.
I just remember my parents would have like their friends over every Friday as a kid. And when Crazy Frog came out, I don't really remember this, but my mom said that you would like, she said you would play the song on the speaker and do a dance for everyone. And it was not choreographed. I would just like spaz out in front of my parents' friends.
And they were like, and that's how we knew you were autistic.
Yeah.
That's when we thought we should take him to a doctor.
Truly.
Crazy Frog is a better diagnostic tool than the DSM-5. Just play it and be like, does this do anything for you?
What does your brain feel when you see this?
Yeah.
Itchy? Dancing?
Dancing.
I thought you were going to get really emotional for a second. You're like, every Friday, Crazy Frog. And we would just get around together and listen to
No, the opposite. I would annoy my friends, my parents' friends with Crazy Frog and my dance for it.
What was the dance?
I don't know. I think she said that I was like, did I have a dance planned out? And she was like, no, you would play the song and just dance really wildly in the house. And I was like probably 5 or 6.
Was it killing?
I think so. I mean, if you are like at your friend's house and their kid just starts doing a bizarre dance to Crazy Frog, wouldn't you be like, yeah.
I would be like, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
I feel like I barely even remember what Crazy Frog sounds like.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. My eyes go black. I pull out a picture of Putin from my wallet. I have to do this.
You're wearing the blue shirt, the mark of the beast.
Shot from outside, just bang, bang.
Maddie was actually an agent sent by Joe Rogan to kill me.
I'm like that fucking family. What's that video that's going viral now where like the family shows up in Russia and Putin's like, hello, thank you so much.
Oh, I haven't seen
this. But the kids grew up in like Venezuela or something, or Argentina, somewhere where they don't even speak Russian, and the kids are finding out as they're getting off the plane, their parents are like, yeah, by the way, we're Russians and we've been sleeper agents your entire life and we live in Russia now.
What?
And the kids are like, what? Yeah.
I feel like if you're a teenager, you're just like, shut up, mom. Like, you still just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, I'm just texting my crush back.
Yeah, and also, like, what are you going to have to, you're going to have to be on Instagram the rest of the time and be like, I miss my friends back home, but
you're
I can't
like,
go back.
You're like, well, you can never see them again. So,
dude, that's like something you really would need therapy
for. Also,
that
would suck from South America to Russia.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, you know, no sun ever again.
No sun. No fruit.
No beach. No one is smiling whatsoever.
No.
Yeah.
There's a
reggaeton song is nowhere near. This is the opposite of reggaeton, 100%.
You've tasted your last citrus fruit.
And in Russia, they're like, we don't even dance. We actually grinded our hips down with a like sandpaper so that they would be completely rigid and ready
to a lot of staring into the distance here. That's a lot of the nightlife. Is single old men, bottle of vodka, straight bottle, no cup.
Yeah, the only... rhythm you're going to hear is when you're breaking rocks into little lower rocks if you fuck up. There's no rhythm in the streets in Russia. Yeah, that would be awful. I had a friend whose dad was in the CIA, and she didn't know what was... So she grew up in Taiwan, and she just thought... She's like a white lady, but she was like, oh, like I just live in Taiwan. I'm like a white person in Taiwan. And then... the Chinese government started fucking with her family so much that they had to leave. And so similar thing.
Whoa. And
but
they
she
were
moved
on to
back
something.
To America,
yeah.
Which is a little better than Russia.
Right.
Yeah.
Controversial, but yeah. might prefer yeah. here.
Might be slightly better than Russia.
Oh, I guess.
I thought
like,
at first you were going to be like, yeah, my friend's dad was in the CIA. At least that's what his single mom would always tell you. You're just like, my dad's not here because he's on a very important mission.
He's helping America.
Yeah. You just believe that until you're 48.
Yeah, your dad
like, we grew up in a trailer park, but my dad was in the CIA. He was always on a big mission, especially around Christmas and my birthday.
He was so good at being undercover. He just did OxyContin all the time.
It's like Polyjuice potion. He's a whole different guy when he's on drugs. They'll never find him.
Yeah, my dad's a wizard.
My dad's a wizard because
he makes the money disappear in his arm.
Oh my God, that's like a John Prine song.
It literally is.
Yeah,
the whole dead's so arm where all the money goes, and Jesus died for nothing,
it's
I suppose.
Called Father's Golden Arm.
My daddy's golden arm. Did you have kids that lied like that, or did you guys lie like that as kids?
I was like probably diagnosably scared of authority to the point where
really?
I was like, yeah, I remember one time I like stole a pen from first grade and I like went home and I had my first panic attack ever because I was like, I'm going to jail. Like I was like,
sure.
So I was very like teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't, if I tried to tell a lie, I would like freak out and confess it later.
Wow. So wait, what was impetus to even steal in the first place?
I think they said that I could borrow one, and then I lost that one, and I stole another one.
Oh, wow.
But
so it wasn't
even
that bad.
They're just giving you a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I, like, lost my mind about it.
Yeah. Wow.
But so, no, I wasn't really, like, a scheming kid. But my parents are pretty chill, too. They're kind of like, go play in the woods, dye your hair,
do you made your own scary parent.
Wow.
It wasn't even there. Like, you're so like, oh, true. It's not like, oh, my parents are going to kick my ass. It's like you have your imaginary friend is just a mom who gives a shit. Mom who tells you to actually clean your room.
Yeah, it's like how peanut allergies are caused by, like, you know, there's not, like, enough shit fucking with your immune system. It's like your parents are too nice to you. You will start to eat yourself and just be like, you're a fucking
bad
guy.
You imagine, like, a strict Korean mother who's, like, really mean to you. That's really funny.
They're going to call about the pen and she's not going to let me sleep inside.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like in bed with the covers like this having a panic attack and then your imaginary mom just appears and she's like, Maddie.
That's my sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah,
it's like
a mean mom.
It's like the fat principal from Madeline or whatever.
Yeah.
That makes you eat chocolate cake.
So you had a panic attack and then what happened?
And then my mom was like, yeah, you're fine. That's a pen.
Yeah, no, really? No one's worried about the pen. We are worried about who you are, though.
Yeah, that was more
worried about your brain, which is way scarier. You're not in trouble for the pen, but we do need to talk to somebody.
I did have a little, like, the Crazy Frog putting on shows for your parents, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember I was, like, really into, like, iCarly and Hannah Montana and the idea of being, like, this kid with, like, a secret, like, YouTube life. I just started my own YouTube channel, and we were, like, we're gonna, you know what? It was very similar to my life now where I was like, we're going to shoot sketches. And then we kind of like never did it.
Yeah. The work ethic even back then. You know,
yeah.
There was nothing in the eight-year-old group chat to really organize.
There was something on my YouTube channel of like, it was like, dude, I mean, it's so cringe. I was like eight, but it's like me and like
eight
an
is so young though.
That's pretty young to be
pretty
up
young
on
to be like I want to make stuff.
Yeah, to be like I'm gonna. Well, but I had like an Alice in Wonderland dress on. I think I made like a music video or something where I'm like walking around the neighborhood like in the woods.
That's kind of cute.
I have like short red hair that maybe I was older. Maybe I was like 12 because my hair was dyed. Uh-huh. But yeah, dude,
that rules, bro.
And the fucked up thing is like I don't know the password to that account. So, like, it's just out there.
It's just out there now.
But also, that's just an adorable video of you being a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
It's not, no one's going to be like, fucking lame 12-year-old. What were you supposed to be doing?
Yeah. No, that's fair. Truly. I made another one that was like a, it was like a, I got a copyright, like, violation issued by YouTube for this one. But they, you know, not to brag, but it was like the Monty Python Bring Out Your Dead thing.
Uh-huh.
But somehow it was like I edited it to be about like anti-vaxxers. Pre-COVID, I might add. I was really on my like
shitting
on anti-vaxxers.
Wait, so early
shit.
High school?
Yeah, and I was like, this is funny.
Pretty funny bit, actually.
Slightly funny.
Yeah.
But then they flagged it for like being from the Monty Python soundtrack until it got taken
down. Oh, but that seems like early in YouTube where everyone was kind of doing that, but maybe
yeah,
not.
I was surprised. No, it's
I
not
think
like
the
anti-vaxxers like,
had it out for you.
Yeah.
So, probably
honestly,
reported.
Someone probably got mad and like flagged it. Yeah,
that's 100% what happened.
Dude. Damn. So,
also, Maddie was already triggering the wrong people from the start.
Yeah, rules, dude. Yeah. Have you made enemies online?
Now? I don't know about enemies. It's
or
a lot of like
do you have like people that are in the comments?
A lot of like men that like are like, you know what's funny? This is how I know I gained weight, because it used to be like Christian dads from the Midwest with their wife and daughter in their profile picture. They were messaging me like feet pics ? And now it's just people being like, the woke left has gone too far. Like it's completely, it's the same harassment, but it's not as sexual. It's more like ideological.
They just don't like you as your as a person with ideas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, you're listening to me, and they're like, and I hate you.
I finally understood
the
messaging.
The second I stopped staring at her tits, I realized her ideas were shit.
Top comment.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Come on, man.
This bitch's bit killed my boner.
But that, recently, the algorithm's been pretty good, though. I think we've been getting to like comedy people, but there was a minute of like, dude, just like guys fighting and being like. Yeah, it just always becomes this like feminazis have gone too far. Yeah. And it's
also
like, bro,
just
I don't
literally
even...
Maddie on stage talking about ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
like,
it's like the most benign
well, that's
shit.
The thing. You don't really have like bits that I'm like,
they're all like funny.
Lady.
Yeah,
yeah
all...
it's always like, and usually by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, my own feeling about myself isn't true.
It's usually I'm sad and I'm struggling. And they're like, the woke left. Yeah. I'm like, well, the woke left, if you're listening, is about to kill itself. So you might get what you want.
I would really want all those people to actually live in a totalitarian like place.
I know,
because they act like they're like ugh, like someone, because you can't like say a slur in a group chat, they're like, this is the same as Nazi Germany. But I'm like, I would actually like to have like a time machine. I'm like, yeah, there you go, you're like in Nazi Germany.
Go ahead.
Or but they would thrive there. But
well,
like,
yeah, I think if you're like a person that Nazi Germany favored, you might be okay. But I think they're like excited about an authoritarian government.
Right. I would actually like
never experienced.
That's true. But I would like to have like what they literally think is happening. Like like they actually are put in a labor camp for for like liking Jordan Peterson or something. They're like, well, this is really hard, actually.
Although it's so funny because they already are like poor and work at an Amazon warehouse, and then their friends stop talking to them because they did say a slur. It's like, you kind of functionally are socially isolated and working in a labor camp because you said, you know what I mean? Like, I agree, it's not like Nazi Germany, but it is funny. They're like, I'm going to get put into a labor camp. And it's like, yeah, that's what your 16-hour shift at the Prime warehouse is.
It's just a different logo on your vest.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think those people are on the internet as much, though.
You think?
I don't think they're getting fired up as much.
Who?
Because I think actually, because if you look at like statistics about like, because of like the biggest Trump voters, those are middle class and up. Those are suburban. Those are suburbanites who get pissed, and they are like, because most of their grievances are like low key kind of imaginary, and it's like culture shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And
whereas
it's also
I think
culture
if you get
shit
off
that I'm like
at Amazon, you're not on Instagram being like this fat bitch. You're like getting drunk. And
yeah, that's fair.
That's true.
It's also weird because it's culture shit that I'm like, this hasn't really hit you in the suburb. Like, it's culture shit they hear about on the news.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's
all
in
imaginary
your life,
snow.
Even.
No.
I know. Yeah, there's not hordes of immigrants coming in. They're not.
Well, they like go to an ATM and they're like, two other lane with shit. Like, that's it. They're just getting mad. They're just like, the ethnic session at Trader Joe's is getting bigger. And they're like, the hell is upon us. We're at the gates.
By the way, can we talk about why are we okay with like the ethnic section at Trader Joe's? Some of them, I'm like, this feels so racist. Like, a lot of them are like Trader Jose, and it's like him in a sombrero, and I'm like, this feels like a kind of weird.
Right. Yeah, I think we have bigger fish to fry right now. I think we'll come to Trader Joe's once the kids are out of the cages.
Well, we start talking shit about Trader Joe's, and now the left is mad at us.
Yeah. Now we're gonna get firebombed. Trader Joe's keeps families alive in this country, so I ain't coming against them. They're affordable, microwavable meals. Put whatever you want on that fucker.
Were you a badass little kid? I feel like you were probably a little rapscallion.
I was at first I was a nervous kid that really was just kind of keeping to myself, just wanted to eat a bunch of Doritos and kind of disappear into TV. Then I started getting high, and there was some rapscallion behavior.
Where?
I really
when
didn't
did
care.
You start smoking weed?
I was like 14.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. That's
then,
good. That's
yeah,
a good
it's
week.
Around.
Yeah.
And then we didn't really like care. In fact, my brother told me this is something he did, but we kind of operated in a similar vein after he started taking acid. He was at school, and the teacher's like, do you have your homework? And he went, no, but I'm happy.
That's fucking hilarious.
What?
And they just went, okay.
If I was a teacher and someone said that, I'd be like, you're going to be fine.
Just the fact that he was like, I'm enlightened. He's like, no, I don't have my homework. But you know what I do have? Peace of mind.
He points to the wrong spot, intact. Though, because he doesn't know where his heart is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know like, I am? I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am happy. Kid's the Buddha.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was a lot of like, you're going through some shit at home. So you're like, I see how the world really works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? You're just chain smoking outside of a Taco Bell. Be like, fucking late for class. I'm learning shit here, buddy.
Is your brother still like a Zen guy like that?
He's chill. I would say I'm definitely way more like fucking let's get shit done than he is.
Oh, nice.
He's chill.
Yeah. Okay, good.
He's good at hanging out.
Is your older brother?
Younger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm the oldest.
Wait, so he started doing acid before you?
No, we were doing it.
Oh,
the same
okay.
Time.
That rules. Yeah. Man. I've still never done psychedelics. I would like to maybe do mushrooms one day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you have mushrooms? I did mushrooms once, and I think, having the panic attack in first grade maybe should have been a sign that psychedelics are flying a little too close to the sun for old Ween.
Really?
I really have a brain that needs to be like, let's see more connections. Yeah, it's like, let's see less connections. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're already up there.
Yeah, Maddie.
But mushrooms was fun. I wish I did them outside in nature. Do you have like you want to do them soon? Or you're just kind of like,
no,
maybe
I'm not
someday.
Like hankering for them. But yeah, soon in nature is what.
Yeah, you seem like a silly put together guy.
Yeah.
So I think you'd be. Yeah, take a low dose.
Yeah, that's what I would want to do.
Yeah.
Go touch grass.
You don't
want to
touch these kids. You don't want to be like one of those people that's like, I'm going to solve everything. Take 5 grams.
No.
You're like, no.
I don't want to solve
it. Especially you become an adulthood. You're like, I get it. I've seen it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fix stuff.
I'm trying to solve too much stuff sober.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just getting fucked up or whatever.
Are you a big weed drinking guy?
Yeah, I like both. I don't do them a ton, but I like both.
It's so funny that because we're all comics, we'd be like, yeah, you know, I like them. I don't do them a ton, but it's like, that's like such a normal answer, but we just have to clarify that we're like, yeah, I'm not an alcoholic like everyone we know.
Yeah, we also know two people in like both camps that have to do both to do and to be alive.
Yeah, and that take them like daily vitamins.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes, yeah. So I'm like maybe to the group of accountants, I'm like a massive stoner, but in my peer group, I'm just a normal guy. Yeah, dude.
Just like to vibe. Shonik's just a vibe.
Yeah, I wish I could do it and go on stage. Weed and go on stage.
Oh,
that would
I can't,
be awesome.
Yeah,
I've done it like once or twice, and it's like,
it's a
I thought I was having a killer set, and then you listen back, and you're like, brother.
What were you saying?
Yeah, you really brought the garage basement vibe to the stage. It was not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it a few times, and I was making connections that I thought were awesome that I was not communicating to the room.
Dude, like, perfect thing of, like, this makes so much sense when you're high and then numb when you're sober.
Yes.
My buddy was high, and he was like, we woke up, like, the next day, or he was telling me about this. He was like, yeah, I wrote down my thoughts, but I was, like, thinking so fast that I just wrote down the first letter of every word, and I thought I would, like, know what it meant, and he just woke up with this weird, like, code, and he was like, yeah, I have no fucking
Zodiac
idea.
Zodiac killer letter?
Yeah. Newspapers cut out, and it's like, is this Jessica was here? Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He left
on
himself
there.
A ransom note. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The first letter of every word. He was like, yeah, dude.
I'll figure this out in the morning.
Just leaving a little. It's memento. You're just getting it's just a stoner memento. He's like, where did I put my picture?
But then it just spends like 6 months solving, and it's just a bit about Uber.
Yeah. Pinterest and Tinder, Pinder? That was it. Yeah, man.
Were you a big stoner in high school?
No, I didn't do anything. I played football in high school, so I was like really off everything. Good boy.
Whoa, were you like popular jock kid football team, like in it?
I was very, I was in it for sure. I played like all through middle school and then high school. I was much much more square physically.
You're kind of like a ripped guy still, though.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I changed my vibe up for the whole podcast. Oh, thanks, dude. And you have a couple eggs around.
Snorting creatine before the pod. Yeah, just get into it. Talking about gains.
I was like, I played sports, and then I was in like some of the AP classes. So I was popular, but not in like a cool party guy way. I was just like friends with everybody.
Yeah,
you're just a functional, normal kid.
Yeah, or but all my other people,
popular jock weirdo. In this room, that makes you popular jock weirdo. You're like, no,
in
I just
comedy circles, it is weird though. Yeah, because I won like prom king and stuff.
I'm feeling the opposite.
Really,
the longer I do comedy, the less weird, because I think, you know, in order to make it to the highest level, you have to have it pretty together, because it's pretty hard.
Sure.
Juggle a lot of things.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like I'm encountering less and less weirdos. I feel like a lot of, yes. I remember I was doing a podcast with somebody, and they're like, you weren't on any clubs in high school? And I'm like, no. That's why I have a void inside. That's how we got here. I didn't become class president and go, let me waste a decade trying to be a fucking clown. It's insane behavior. I thought we were all in this set, because when I started comedy, it was all like light with Maddie, and we were like like-minded.
You know, weird losers.
but you're a genius. You know, like weird little monsters like Matt. But everyone had
weird
like
little monsters.
But everyone was an individual for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone, and now they're like the amount of times people will try to talk to me about the Patriots, and I'm like, no, I don't watch football. I just did a joke about how I want to kill myself. Why would I play in a fantasy league? The fuck are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
It's almost like, are they like, you know, it's like people want to say keep work and stuff at home.
Yeah.
Keep normal shit with normal people. That's my big thing. Don't bring Patriots talk into the comedy start. You bring weird, funny shit, jokes about pedophiles.
Yeah.
If you're just like, oh, the weather, I will throw a chair at you. I'm up to here with that bullshit.
No fantasy football.
No fantasy football.
No Groupon.
No Groupons. No boring talk you would make in the suburbs with your wife.
That's fair.
I thought, I don't want anything that would be said at a brewery.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think like, I don't know. I was never, I had all these friends that were like football guys, but I would always want to do weird stuff like, I liked art and graffiti.
I always like want to do weird stuff. Like, we all just hang out and
like
look
each
other's
ass. Like, we go to a hot tub and, like, bring some pineapple cut up.
I just want to do this weird thing where I just bred dogs together with them in an Airbnb.
Why didn't they want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was, like, into, like, graffiti and stuff, but they thought that was weird, so I kind of suppressed all of that.
Really? Oh, exit through the gift shop?
Yeah, oh, my God.
I walked through the gift shop, and I'm like, I'm going to be a graffiti artist. Like,
is
like,
that
you
the
know,
Banksy doc?
It's the Banksy doc, and you're like, I'm going to be a graffiti artist. So I'm going to have, like, a weird, controversial logo, and people are like, he strikes again. Then you try to do it once, you're like, oh, this is so hard. You have, like, a backward C. You're like, oh, I don't know what to do.
I did it in college for a while and got arrested for it.
Whoa,
graffiti.
Really?
Yeah, it was
okay, that brings you back to top-tier cool hang in the pod.
Wait, what graffiti artist? It's all Crazy Frog art?
So there's this guy, actually. And we were just trying to spread his words. We did a bunch of stuff. I did this like weird little face for a while, and then we wrote The Squid Lives, which is like an inside joke that we had, and we put it all over our college campus, and then we put this big squid on like the cemetery wall in college, and
I finally caught you. I was defacing graves.
It was for Confederate soldiers. It was a Confederate soldier.
Graffiti. Oh, piss on, dude. Oh, that's awesome.
And oh, Shaunick did graffiti on Confederate soldiers?
Wait, that rips, dude.
God.
And it was like a thing.
Hard
like,
right now.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We put this big
it's
squid
an arrow
on there.
To a link. It's a link to purchase the art. Just a boner right there.
And then we got in trouble and got arrested. And that's when I started doing stand-up, because I was like all depressed. I wasn't going to school.
Whoa.
And my friend was like, I'm going to try and make music. And I was like, well, I want to do the thing I want to do. And
yeah.
That was stand-up.
So but the man broke you free from your own cage.
Dude, let's go.
Caged yourself out, brother. And sentence you to
like
follow
I'm
you. You got
right
sentenced
now.
Following your dream.
Yeah. Doing that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to sentence you to follow your passion, brother.
Send is your first offense. I sentence you to follow your dream.
The graffiti was shit, but it's pretty funny. We think there's a solid pen somewhere in there.
We got a deviation coming for you. Follow your heart. Have you guys ever been arrested?
No.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I got a drinking
goody
ticket because my ex got arrested for a DUI.
You got a ticket?
I got a ticket because I was like 19 and I tried to say that all the beer that
wow,
was open in
chivalry.
The car. Yeah, I was trying to say that all the beer that was open in the car, like I had drank it. So that was my drunken Adderall logic was like, no, I'll say that I drank all this like That's why it smells like alcohol, because I'm drunk. But then I handed him my paper license, and he's like, so you're drunk and you're 19? And I'm like, fuck, didn't think about that. Did not think that far. That's I just so thought they'd funny. Be, I thought, I don't know, because I've been like, I was just kind of like, I think a lot of times in my life I would kind of forget my age. And I was just, sure. I thought they'd be like, you're drunk in the passenger seat? Good job. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So and it was like, oh, fuck.
You thought you found a loophole.
I thought I found a loophole, and I just got, yeah, I had to get a drinking ticket.
So did she get in trouble, though?
She did. She very much got arrested. And she, you know, the law, she was breaking law. Aggressively, so that was pretty good, actually.
Wait, did she at least appreciate the effort?
You don't know. She seemed to not. I think the being arrested put her in a bad mood. I don't think she wasn't
you,
like.
You saying all this stuff is mine is a huge. It's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a relationship where people appreciate nice things you do. Yeah, I'm just she's just being arrested. I'm like, and another thing, you didn't say anything about my Christmas present. That's it. Send it to her to be an ungrateful bitch, officer. Yeah,
well,
you take her away.
That, but,
yeah, no.
We're probably going to arrest you for doing a domestic violence.
Yeah, yeah, no. She
you
was,
seem pretty troubled, buddy.
She was no good in the hood. But, yeah,
dang,
that was the
dude.
Only... I ran from the cops a few times, like smoking weed and stuff.
Great.
They would pull up in the woods and stuff like that.
Oh, and so they knew your spot.
There was a couple of things like that, and I used to be like, I think I used to think I was like fucking James Bond or something. I was like such an idiot.
Doing like a somersault in the woods.
Because I had like a brick, like it would always be near a body of water, and I had like a brick. Couple bricks that I'd throw, like a literal brick that I was gonna put in a backpack. So I put all the weed and stuff in there, and I'll chuck it in the water,
like a dead body.
Yeah, like I would make all the stuff disappear, and then I'd run, and then if they got me, they'd have nothing
to sink the weed.
Yes,
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So you did you have a lot, or that's even funnier if you had like a gram.
I had like a gram. I have a 10 bag, and I'm like, I've like put it in a Rube Goldberg machine that detonates, that shoots it into a missile in the air that like blows into fuck you pigs. I'm like the dumbest genius alive. I have a jetpack that I like,
you create a forest
fire. I put
the
gram that turns it into thermal energy that created a new fuel source.
It blows up, kills someone, you go to jail for life.
Yeah, you create like the biggest forest fire in North Carolina. Yeah. Just trying to get rid of a gram
yeah,
of
like, weed. God damn it. Yeah. Gas leak explosion.
If the cops come, I've created an AI that'll smoke the weed for us. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I have like the John. It's like I'm talking back to home base. It's like, you're going to go to the left.
Jarvis.
I activate the Iron Man suit.
Jarvis. Calling in Jarvis. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So funny.
Every time Kenny goes to smoke weed, he's wearing a black turtleneck and sunglasses.
Lucas's mom showed up. All right, call in the heavy artillery. Helicopter forms out of a tree.
But then you get caught with a beer, you don't have a contingency plan, you just kill everyone.
I have a cyanide pill, and they're like, we were just going to ask you to throw it away.
Oh, that's
I ain't saying nothing.
That's late, motherfucker. Were you doing crazy stuff like that in high school?
I was smoking weed, but I never had to run from the cops. We never got like, we stayed pretty out of it.
Where,
but there
where
was a while
you,
where I was
were you doing it at your cool parents' house?
No, I was, we were like on the train tracks and shit.
Oh, yes.
And then there was a while
good.
Where
that's
kids
good
started
indie
doing
movie
it.
Stuff.
When all my friends started doing it, I was like too scared and I would like fucking stay inside and make everyone pizza bagel bites. I mean, like
oh,
true
that's
loser
nice.
Shit. That's, yeah, thank you. That's
another
way to
I
put
yeah,
it.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
it's like you're already a mom.
Yeah, but you know, when you're 15, that's not what you want to be. The thing is, hey, you're like mom. Awesome. But then later on, yeah, there was like a big heavy stoner phase. I was like dating someone who smoked a lot of weed. There was like a smoke every day. But that was just like woods behind the house.
That's
come in
nice,
or like
though.
Take an edible or something. Yeah.
That's cool. And I think that there's also like.
You do get in less trouble as a teenager, I think, if you're just smoking a lot of weed. Aside from weed being illegal in those areas, it's like what you did when you were high and people left you alone was just eat a lot of snacks and sit inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You basically just role played as if you were 12.
Yeah.
You're like, clearly. We have cookies and we're watching TV.
Yeah.
Like, that was
really.
All what? And because I think in the suburbs, you kind of did mentally have to say, like, suburb, small town, 12 to enjoy living there.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
there is literally nothing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think also you, like, the stuff you could get in trouble for when you were drinking is so much crazier.
Yeah, I never really had a drinking phase. Arguably, it was this year, but it was never, like, high school, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, the kids who were drinking and stuff were like drunkenly racing cars down the fucking back roads in North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're afraid of walking walking fast if you're fucking high.
Yeah. Or like you just throw up and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, there were a thousand stories of people getting caught drinking because they just got too drunk and threw up.
Oh, there was a lot of throwing up happening.
Yeah. But the weed repercussions only happened if like someone's parents found the weed or you got caught buying it or something.
I take it back. The cops didn't actually get called, but this is the closest I thought it was going to happen. Me and my buddies, I think this was the first time I'd ever, it was an edible, but it was the first time any weed ever.
Yeah.
And they were like, trust us, it's going to be fun. We took an edible. We're like in the little downtown area and we're by like a college campus. And they were like, there's this like, I don't even know what it is, like a nuclear power plant kind of thing.
What?
It's like some kind of like power plant thing that the school owns. But then because of how big and massive it is, they have like water pouring down the sides of it to like as like a cooling system. So there's this cool, weird, like blue wall with water pouring down it. And they're like, dude, you got to see it. And it's like at night. So we like crawl under this gate and sneak in and we're looking at the water and we're like, dude. And then, of course, dude, right there. I don't know what we thought. He was like, yeah, there's a security camera because this is like the power system for the fucking town. And you weren't even sneaky. You like shimmied under the gate. It probably took like 10 minutes. And him and his buddy clearly like just trying to intimidate us, being like, I mean, what should we do? Should we call the cops? I think we might need to take, you know, like clearly they're trying to get our eyes out of us. And my two friends, they were two guys and they were kind of like, no, we won't. And again, mom at the group, I was like, we promise we'll never do it again. And we're so sorry. I was like, I know they need to see us scared to fucking let us go.
There is a lot of that as a teenager. Like, once they see you cry, they let it go.
Yeah. And I was crier for the group, and then they let us go.
Nice.
And I was
you were like almost going to get superpowers. It felt like it's like the beginning of a superhero origin story.
Yeah, it really is.
Stuck into
like,
a
leave
nuclear
us alone! And you like push them with telekinesis.
Yeah, because I touched the power plant, and then they got mad.
Now you have the superpowers.
Because I remember we had the little Tupperware thing that the edibles had been in before we ate them, and I was like, the cops are gonna come, they're gonna swab this, they're gonna drug test it, and they're gonna swab our Tupperware, and then we're going, and then we're facing, I don't know, 25 to life. Like, I was really spiraling in my head.
Maddie really believes in the neo-lib propaganda. She believes that you live in a system that works, where I knew we didn't, so I really didn't. Yeah. I was like, as long as I'm not like swerving on the road, they're not gonna do anything. If I go to jail, I'd rather be there than my living room in my fucking house.
Yeah, I think, now that I think about it, like, I have very little respect for authority.
I have none at all. Because
I have a strict mom. Do you have strict parents?
I had a strict mom, but my dad was a Looney Tunes balloon.
Yeah.
But I think, and then also seeing people react to that, I was like, no, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, the authority figures in my life.
I was scared of my mom punishing me. I wasn't scared of the cops.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be like, my mom's gonna be mad at me.
Hilarious.
100%.
Because I don't think the cops would deliver a beatdown, even at their worst, that could rival my mom's.
100%.
Like an immigrant mom with a baton is scarier than the cops.
And like if I I hid my arrest for like a year and a half successfully for my parents, and then them finding out I had been dealt with pretty much. Like I had paid this stuff off by like
living with them still?
No, I was a freshman in college.
Which is better.
Yes.
Huge.
And then the worst part was they found out and I was like, no, my mom's going to be mad at me. I was more upset
than
the government being you're bad.
The government's not going to cry and be like, I just don't know what happened. You're like,
where did I go wrong?
And you're like, no, mom, I'm sorry. Yeah, because you're like, fuck you, the man. Like, my mom never invaded Iraq. I don't give a shit. I actually love and respect her.
She's a wonderful lady who did nothing to the Iraqi people.
Yeah, the government hating you is just, it's just like a friend shitting.
There is no blood on her hands, except
no blood.
Mine.
Yeah, except maybe mine when I didn't clean up the dishes.
Dude, that's so funny. Yeah. You mean like, why the fuck should I listen to you? You killed a million people.
Yeah, you do it all the time, yeah. Hey, get it together and start killing kids.
Yeah, my mom never set up a puppet government.
They arrested this Sandy Hook guy and made him a drone operator. Hey, we like the cut of your jib, buddy. You got a lot of potential here.
How would you like to do this and get paid?
Yeah.
Guy like you, all goofed up in the head, needs a little mental health insurance.
How hey, buddy, wrong that? Skin tone.
Let's turn that hue down. We got a job for you. This is Kenyon. He's an expert at building Iron Man. You're going to be working with him pretty closely. Yeah, I think I was just so scared of my mom that I didn't get freaked out by a teacher until they said, I'm going to call your parents.
That was, see, I was too bold. Because did you interpret for your parents?
No, that is great. English? I wish I had that.
So that was the thing, is I kind of felt like I had been given unholy responsibility.
Yeah, because
my dad was like sort of in and out of the picture. The phone number.
Yeah,
they didn't have shit on my phone number. Dude.
Yep,
that one should have been disconnected since elementary school. You get past that security thing. You don't even speak sign language. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I got time to put my backstory into you. The only thing you got me, you had to get like a carrier pigeon to reach my fucking house, dude. So I just fucked around in high school, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like the Pope. You're like the only person that can talk to God. You can really do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's so fucking funny.
So huge, dude.
You can really change the narrative, dude.
Yeah, there was really high school. I treated it because I knew you could have up to 10 unexcused absences, so I would get up to that in every class. I treated it like it was like I was like studying in Europe. I'm like, I'm not really feeling English today. I'm so stressed from getting up. And then I go do something else.
Ah, siesta is on its way, I believe.
Yeah, like I'm in Barcelona, but I'm just... Yeah, there's a lot of that.
So you always had the scheming, like, I know exactly how fucking far I can push this.
That's good.
Yeah, that's been there for a long time. Yeah, as far as I can remember.
That's so funny. Yeah, interpreting for your parents is a gift. When you're a troublesome kid. Because, you really can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. Yeah, I had a friend, this kid Israel, who was just a badass little kid, and he had the same thing. And I remember his mom came in, and I was like, that to me was the scariest. I was like, your mom's here, dude. Are you freaking out? And he's like, nah. And then he walked in and walked out smiling. She didn't know what was going on. And then I just saw my principal in the doorway like, because I don't think he could get through.
No. He's like, don't be mad at him. And he's like, he's saying I'm doing too well in class. It's bumming out the other kids.
Mijo, why am I down here for this? I don't need to hear this. Yeah, dude.
Oh my god,
that rules. Yeah, I don't think I ever got in trouble in high school. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of the kids that like were getting in like trouble when I was in high school. Like, there was definitely probably there was some coke going around at parties.
Whoa!
Oh, I actually don't know that people really got caught for that.
No, coke, they usually don't. Not at risk.
Yeah, coke
parties
is like heavy. Yeah.
Word.
No, I just mean for high school. I was like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, coke
is
heavy.
That's wild that they're, but like kids that got like really fucking busted for stuff. I don't know. But it was kind of like a liberal well-to-do. I think there's probably a lot of, privilege to play on that.
But I guess like coke, if it was around, like you could, so was Adderall, right?
Yeah,
there
that's
definitely
like even
a lot of kids.
We had coke in our school. It's like you had Adderall in everyone's pocket.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe they were abusing stimulants? That's like so they were funny on them since they were four.
Yeah.
If anything, they were trying to wean off.
Dude, I remember a dude. He was like big. He was like 6 foot and like wrestled. Big dude. And he's like, I just took 90 milligrams of Adderall.
Jeez.
I was like, I would kill anyone else. I'm almost surprised it didn't kill it. Yeah, it was like crazy, dude.
But for fun or?
It's pretty It's pretty enjoyable if you take
Never
a lot.
Done it.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help my brain.
Do you think you have ADHD? I got prescribed it for ADHD.
Yeah, if you really need it,
it is pretty life changing.
This is the part of the podcast where we do just advertise SSRIs and ADD medication. We're like all fun and games about drugs, kid. But sometimes if you're in a bad place, the right medication could really save you.
Yeah. That would if you guys started doing that and getting paid for it, this would be a much
dude.
Bigger.
I would
get sponsored
I'd be
by Big Pharma.
I would actually be a good spokesman for Zoft. And I'm like, so remember all those crazy stories I said? Look how clean my room is now. Zoloft. We got it together.
the clean room podcast.
Yeah, this is the clean room podcast. I woke up early today and I thought, this is fine. Everything's fine. Zoloft.
Went on a walk, got a coffee, and now
totally
I'm here.
Okay. Had a bed set earlier, didn't want to kill myself.
Zoloft. Yeah. That's great. That would be great.
Yeah, that's, brother, I'm there. I'm like,
that's
right.
Zoloft?
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Damn.
Good at other stuff.
You're on the loft for real?
I'm on the loft.
Dang,
it's great.
Dude.
It's all, and then people are like, oh, it takes you forever to come. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, make her mono night. What a nightmare. What a horrible side effect. Oh, no. Make a bitch fall in love with me immediately.
That it says that on the
oh,
box.
Oh, no.
Now, Canyon, you might have these hoes falling in love.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
be
yeah.
careful.
You're like, ah, it takes me so long to come. It's like, yeah, people are like, oh, I got to really focus. I'm like, yeah, I got to think about all the fucking, how I'm going to fit in all these bitches.
Canyon, you might have a deep stroke after this one. Just yeah, yeah. You might be stroking all night long. Yeah,
yeah. High risk of stroke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I had to rename my dick Michael Phelps.
Canyon, you might be running laps in the pussy. Just be careful. Coolest pharmacist ever.
That's what I'm trying to rebrand. I want to re because they're like nerds. I want to rebrand it as like, no, I'm trying to fuck all night long and appreciate life for the gift that it is.
I know. Yeah. We never really saw those scenes with Tony Soprano because he did the love for a little
right,
while.
Right, with Prozac.
Oh, he was on Prozac.
Right, yeah.
Damn.
Well, because the thing is, it also
my
makes
area
your
of
dick
expertise.
Not get hard.
That's yours?
Prozac gal, yeah.
What is that? What does that do?
It's the
similar,
same
like
family.
SSRI. Yeah. It treats like OCD, anxiety, depression. Damn. In moi.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Word.
Where does Looney Tunes balloons? It makes you stop being such a sad little sack.
Yeah.
And then
dude.
You're just an average person. You're just not like you don't feel anything. But
yeah,
I'm not
getting out scot free. We're still struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you don't, you know, it makes you feel a more normal range of emotions.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's a deep swings.
I'm a big deep swing guy. A lot of like up here, we're doing everything great, and then a lot of like you're outside of a gas station. You know, you just got fucking.
Yeah, the first like 7 years of our friendship was like, what's the big animal that he rides in Avatar? Do you know what I'm talking about? I was like, yeah. You.
It is a lot
and
of.
I was
like,
this is fun.
It's like Taruk Makto. It's like I got. It's like sometimes I'm like I got the thing, then other times I've been flown off in the Amazon jungle, supposedly. I was an exciting guy, both you know,
in both.
And I'm still,
both
but I'm, I would argue more exciting because I can do good fun stuff all the time.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. I never knew you for the deep swings.
I'd be more negative, I think, in the past.
Oh, word.
The
okay.
deep swings would be like it'd be more like I'd be like unbearable if a set went like slightly bad.
Yeah. That's and I think that's unbearable is not good. But I think it's good to feel.
Oh, it's good to be care about it.
Yeah.
But I would take it in a whole other direction.
Word.
Yeah. Because like some people are like, I should fix the joke. And I'm like, well, I know how to fix the joke. Jump off a goddamn bridge.
Then no joke at all.
Yeah.
How's this for funny?
How's this for a bit, you piece of shit? It's almost like you look down your brain. You're going to make me bomb like that. Take you out of the goddamn equation.
We'll take you out of the equation.
You're going to keep fucking me over, you piece of shit. I run this fucker.
It's a little bit of a chicken and the egg thing, though, with kids who did sports in high school. Because I'm like, exercise does like regulate your emotions, and I feel like a lot of the kids I knew who played sports were pretty well adjusted. But
that
I don't know which one comes first. You
that
know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it also gives you a sense of like purpose and stuff if you really care about it. Mm. I know some kids that were like forced into it by their parents, and they were doing it and like being pretty unhealthy about it. Mm. But I liked doing it, and it like made me feel good. So that was helpful.
I would have been healthy if I worked out earlier.
I'm surprised you didn't play
sports.
You're a tall guy. You like.
I was pretty overweight. I was uncoordinated, and I didn't enjoy watching it. So I always associated exercise with like sadness.
Oh.
Because like you get bullied in gym class and stuff like that, and so as a defense, that was like some of my early. Like I remember, like I'd make fun of the kids who did really well.
Yes.
And like try to cut them down.
I think I also had like a.
Well,
because
they're making fun of you.
Yeah,
they're everyone's saying like, "Where's your bra at in the gym locker room?" So it's like you got it. You're coming right back at him. So me and Fernando.
That was your like Patrice O'Neal, Jim Norton like back cellar table. It's just the kids in the locker room.
Yeah, kids in the locker room. Like, it's me and Fernando just fucking getting just absolutely wrecked. Like me and the other fat kids absolutely just were in the back, like hiding our tits, just being like we were a literal woman around them. Like we're like, don't let him see, you know what I mean? We're just like, we're gonna get some Doritos.
You're beautiful, Fernando.
Yeah. I was motorboating Fernando.
Then they had every right to believe. Yeah. Then you were crying and motorboating each other.
Yeah, they were squirting nacho cheese out of each other's tits. Just fucking each other. You know, Fernando, yeah. I hope you're doing well. But yeah, there was a lot of that. And so I didn't enjoy it at all. I started doing it. Actually, I started working out with Maddie when I was like 22.
Word?
Or yeah, like 20.
What did you guys do?
I mainly started running.
Great.
And I did it for, I was always so sad. I'm like, I started doing it for mental health reasons.
Which is good.
Yeah, Kenyon, come running with me. And then he kind of ran with running. Like, he really ran with it.
You still run a lot.
It's still a thing I enjoy much. Yeah, but that's the only time. I took a Taekwondo class once in eighth grade. And the only reason I did it is I read an article about how it helps depression. And I was like, I should go look into this.
Wow.
I never wanted to exercise because I enjoyed exercise. Like I thought it would solve something. I thought it would solve a deficit.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That you even knew what depression was in eighth grade?
Oh, brother, I knew what a lot of things were. How did you
I met darkness.
I met Satan himself and asked him to borrow $40 by eighth grade.
Mr. Devil, I've got an Iron Man suit to build. I need some liquid cash.
I made a
cash.
Deal with the devil just to build an Iron Man suit.
Dang, dude.
Wait, we never really got to the bottom of what actually prompted you to make the crazy frog.
It was at a friend's birthday party, and he had like a thing out as a joke, and I was like, I want to make one.
Oh, that fucking rocks.
Yeah, my friend made it for me.
That is great. That's sick. I hope you have like a Netflix special with Flash and the Crazy Broad.
Dude, I'm going to try and get him on the show.
I want a Crazy Pod on the cast.
Let's get
Crazy Frog in here. Crazy Frog dance party. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I had I was always smaller than like the rest of the kids in my age group. So I started playing sports for a similar you can't leave me out of it.
Yeah,
type
that's
thing.
Good. Yeah.
And then I just kind of stuck with it.
That's good.
But it was, I guess, as I think about it, for a similar, I need something out of this.
No, but that's the healthier way to do it. I was like, first love is like, I'm going to eat my way into a coma and watch television. And then they were like, oh, wait, something else. And then,
did Taekwondo help with your depression?
No, because I just had a bunch of 5-year-olds running around. Nothing will make you feel like a loser than being an out-of-shape kid with fucking 6 5-year-old children.
Yeah, the rest
around.
Of the eighth graders are like green belts, and you're just starting.
Yeah, and there's just oh, it's just me and these fucking kids, and just
sparring
sucks.
With the 6-year-old.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but we couldn't even. We did it for a month. My dad's like, "Absolutely, I got you." And then we just stopped. He basically just defaulted on the payments.
Oh, damn.
Like, whoa, you break the contracts, fucking come break my legs, cocksucker. I'm not even paying for car insurance. You think I'm going to pay for this?
Damn. Damn, dude.
Yeah, let's see these Taekwondo. Come and get me, fucking master kid. You want this payment, you come get it. He's like, all right.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got some own stuff to do.
I learned the art of just irresponsibility.
he's a black belt.
Yeah. So yeah, man. But it's been a blast having you on the pod, man.
Oh, is it done?
Yep. we're gonna have a bit of an orgy.
Oh, great.
We were kind of running close to a lot of it.
Here's a good reason to join the Patreon. This podcast is a little time constrained because we are currently on Kenyon's lunch break.
Yeah.
Because we're still kind of working within the system.
Yeah, we're trying.
So if you'd love to see us be able to do this full time and do a 2-3 hour pod, join the Patreon. Patreon.com/phones in the bag.
Patreon's big. Join the Patreon. Number one thing you can do for the pod and yourself.
Please, guys, they don't let me go home until you join the Patreon. They're keeping me here. You can't say it.
Pan down, your feet are in bear traps.
Yeah, you can't say it. It's out of frame, but they got me chained up.
It's a bit of a bummer.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, but where can people find you, man?
Instagram. That's it.
What's your name on Instagram?
Shaunik G. Shaunik G.
Check out his Don't Tell. Absolutely hysterical guy.
Woo!
Yeah, you see him all over New York and the country, I believe, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to Chicago in a few weeks.
Oh, sick.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Go check them out in Chicago, dude.
Yeah, I bet you guys have some.
We have probably some Chicago buddies. Yeah. Where are you playing in Chicago?
I'm actually closing out the Don't Tells in Milwaukee. So like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm in Chicago just doing shows,
sick.
Just random shows.
It's dude, that awesome rips.
Trip. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, hopefully have you back on the pod soon. Would love to. Ooh! Anytime you want.
This is great.
Great goddamn time. Yeah. Great goddamn man.
Love you both.
Hell yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Love you too, man. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.